afternoon. If you can hear me, just raise your hand. Or any words I say you don't understand because of my accent, raise your hand. Can you hear me? Okay, good. Thank you. The title of my presentation is Risk Factors Childhood Obesity in Manitoba. My collaborators, Jennifer, Christine, and Paul Fieldhouse from Manitoba Health, which is provincial ministry of the provincial government. The background, as we all know, childhood obesity is a serious public health issue, and childhood obesity is associated with substantial healthcare utilizations and chronic disease in early adulthood. And also, obesity prevalence has tripled in Canada between 1978 to 2004. You know, it's 3% to 9% is big change to Canadians, and maybe compared to American prevalence is relatively low. The overweight obesity prevalence is significantly higher in Manitoba, totally about 31% compared to Canadian national average. Should I be standing a little bit closer? Okay, thanks. The data source for this project is based on the Canadian Community Health Survey on Nutrition, which is conducted by Stats Canada in 2004. This is first survey ever in Canada in detailed information for the nutrition 24-hour recall data and measured weight and height, and also general health and chronic disease conditions. Manitoba Health, Ministry of Health and Healthy Living purchased additional sample to enhance analysis at sub-provincial level, which could produce data at combined regions. The measured height and weight for Manitoba children, about 1,100, was extracted for this data analysis. So that's four regions data. For regional level data will be analyzed and reported here. This is my husband's view of Manitoba. He was third generation of European immigrants into Canada, and to him, Manitoba is center of the North America. This is, okay. Childhood obesity definition, we use the International Obesity Task Force age and sex specified a cutoff to classify normal weight, overweight, and obesity. Pregnant females were excluded. The measurements in this study were food insecurity, off-reserve Aboriginal culture and racial region, combined health regions, the geographic location, gender and age group, other socioeconomic status like highest parental education and family income adequacy quartiles, are also used in this analysis. Healthy living indicators was used here as physical activity, sedentary activity, and fruit and vegetable consumption. This is the definition of food insecurity. I will talk about this later, so just give you briefly introduction about this measurement. It's developed by USDA, it's 18 questionnaires, which produce summarized index variable on household food insecurity. And we just use generalized food secure and food insecure with or without hunger. The statistical analysis used for this project is descriptive statistics, logistic regression, and two estimations procedure were used to adjust the survey design-based variance estimation by weight and by bootstrap. This is overall sample distribution by age and gender. And this distribution is according to the Canadian population overall for age and gender specified groups. The overall prevalence of overweight and obesity in Manitoba children. Among children aged 2 to 17 years old, the majority of them are in normal weight, 70% are in normal weight range. only 20% and 10% are either overweight or obese. And there is no significant difference overall between boys and girls. However, when you look into the data by age, you can find as age increase, the prevalence of overweight and obese increase. As linear increase significantly in boys, not so significantly in girls. The prevalence of overweight obesity by Aboriginal, off-reserve Aboriginal children, Aboriginal status, and you can see so significant 40% or close to 45% of off-reserve Aboriginal cultural racial region, they are overweight or obese compared to less than 30% of normal population. However, based on some small sample size, this difference didn't reach statistical difference. The prevalence of overweight obesity in children for by total family income quartile, as the reverse, as you can see so clearly, the reverse linear relationship between overweight obesity to the family income, especially for low-income family and girls. The prevalence of overweight obesity by the highest level of parental education, also the same trend, the reverse relationship between the overweight and obesity and parental education. And this linear trend, downward trend, significant for girls, but not in boys. And by food insecurity, it's almost a mirror image of off-reserve Aboriginal status. It's over 40% of children, especially boys, from household with food insecurity problem, and they are overweight and obese, compared to children from food secure household. And this reached statistical significance in boys. So this overall summary about risk odds ratios of those risk factors for being overweight or obese among children aged 2 to 17 years old, the significance reached by age group and food insecurity in boys. In the girls, only parental education as a significant risk factor for overall childhood obesity for aged 2 to 17 years old. For geographic locations, among Manitoba, the four combined health regions, children aged 2 to 11 years old living in southeastern central Manitoba, they are less likely to be overweight or obese compared to other regions. Why is southeastern central Manitoba? We don't know exactly, but geographically they are located in the lake area. So more recreational lake, swimming, skating, skiing activities in that region. And also cottage. Most families, above middle class family has cottage there, so they go there substantially. So this could be one of the reasons, but other reasons we don't know. It doesn't go down. Okay, next one for the adolescents. And this picture showing in living in north of Manitoba, they have higher prevalence of overweight obesity for both boys and girls, but no statistical difference. Doesn't go. Okay, so this summarizes the statistical analysis for the geographic location. Only for boys, living in southeast central Manitoba has less likely to be overweight or obese. This key is not sensitive, don't know why. Okay. I have to, I think,
try page down.
Okay.
This one.
Okay, thank you. And this is for the girls' overweight obesity prevalence with geographic locations, no significance reached anywhere in the Manitoba four sub-regions. For healthy living indicators, in Manitoba adolescents, for daily physical activity. This question asks about the frequency of daily physical activity which lasts more than 15 minutes. So compared to children who have regular physical activity, which lasts more than 15 minutes per day, they have less likely chance to be overweight or obese compared to children, especially boys, who are infrequent, who have infrequent or less frequent physical activities, which last 15 minutes per day. And 70% of them are either overweight or obese. For the prevalence, for the girls who has weekly sedentary activities, especially for more than 19 hours per week, or more or equal, greater or equal than 3 hours per day, they have higher prevalence of overweight and obese compared to who have less sedentary activities. And this daily fruit and vegetable consumptions in adolescence, for the girls who has more than 5 times fruit and vegetable servings per day, they have less likely, they are less likely to be overweight or obese compared to children, adolescents, both boys and girls who have less than 5 times fruit and vegetable consumption. And this is overall summary of boys who are engaged regular physical activity, and they have less likely chance to be overweight or obese compared to the sedentary. This is sedentary activities in girls is 1.5 times higher risk than the girls who have less sedentary activity. And fruit and vegetable consumption also reached significance, but p-value is 0.06. And this is summary of overall prevalence in Manitoba. Nearly one-third of children aged 2 to 17 years old are either overweight or obese. And the prevalence of overweight obesity in Manitoba children increases with age from 23% to 29% and more than 35% in adolescence. The socioeconomic status is another higher risk factor for childhood obesity. As we can see from lower household income and lower education, parental education is a risk factor, especially for children from household with food insecurity problem. The gender difference is another phenomenon we discovered, and we don't have clear explanation for this. Why boys from food insecure household, they are twice likely to be obese and not girls? And by parental education, significant affects girls' overweight obesity prevalence, but not in boys. This is a research question we raised from this analysis. The geographic location has some significant effect, but not statistically. The healthy living in adolescence is another risk factor we identified, especially for boys who can engage regular physical activity, will reduce their risk to be overweight and obese. And for girls, more sedentary increase the risk of being overweight and obese, and also consuming fruit and vegetable more than 5 times will decrease their chance to be overweight and obese. So the conclusion, for high-risk subpopulations, girls whose parents have not completed high school education and boys live in food insecurity household, adolescent girls who are more sedentary and eat less fruit and vegetables, and boys who are infrequently physically active. The policy implication for this epidemiology research is the identification of high risk among specific four populations is beneficial in tailored public health policies and programs for prevention and intervention of childhood obesity. The strength of this study is use measured height and width, a sub-provincial data analysis, association identified between obesity and gender, age, and food insecurity. The limitation is many self or proxy reported data is cross-sectional, and also small sample size for some geographic regions. Physically sedentary activity modules may not fully represent children's habits. Vegetable, fruit, and juice consumptions in this analysis based on frequency, not quantity. And I think that's my presentation. Any questions?